Lady Macbeth is in her room. Everything is going well, she thinks. Duncan's servants are sleeping and their daggers are on the table. After a while, Macbeth comes into the room. In his hands, there are two daggers. There is blood on them. I can hear voices, he says quietly. People are talking. Listen, someone is crying, murder. Can you hear? No, I can't. You're imagining things. There are no voices. Everyone is sleeping, says Lady Macbeth. Then she sees the servant's daggers in Macbeth's hands. Why are you carrying those? She asks angrily. Take them back to Duncan's room and put them next to his servants. Macbeth doesn't move. I'm not going back, he says. Give them to me then, says his wife. Why are you afraid? Duncan is dead. He can't hurt us now. She takes the daggers and goes quickly to Duncan's room. After some time, Lady Macbeth comes back to her room. The servants have blood on their hands and faces now, she says to her husband. So they are the killers, of course, not us. Everyone's going to think that. Just then, they hear a noise. It is a loud knock. There is someone at the front door. Macbeth is afraid and he can't move or speak. There is another knock and another. Come on, says Lady Macbeth. We must wash our hands. Our servant can open the door. Macbeth's servant opens the door. The visitor is Macduff. He is a soldier and one of Duncan's friends. Good morning, sir, says the servant. Everyone is sleeping, I think. Shall I wake the general? Just then Macbeth comes downstairs. Macbeth, good morning, my friend, says Macduff. King Duncan wants to see me today. Is the king upstairs? Yes, he is. He is sleeping, I think. Shall I go and wake him? Asked Macbeth. No, that's all right. Can you take me to his room? The two men go upstairs to the king's room, and Macduff goes in. At once, Macduff comes out of the room again, and his face is white. This is terrible, terrible. The king is dead. It's murder. The king? Dead? Says Macbeth. No, this can't be true. Go in and look. I cannot tell you more, answers Macduff, and he screams, Wake up! Get out of bed, everyone! Banquo, Malcolm, there's a murderer in the house! Doors open, people come out of their rooms, and they all begin talking at the same time. Lady Macbeth comes out of her room. What's the matter? Why is all this noise? She asks. My lady, I have terrible news, says Macduff. Our king, he's dead. Oh no, cries Banquo, is it true? Who is the murderer? I don't know, says Macduff. His servants, perhaps. There's blood on their hands and on their daggers. I want to talk to them, but I can't wake them. Just then Macbeth comes out of Duncan's room. Those servants are murderers, but they're never going to hurt anyone again. What? Asked Macduff angrily. Now we can't ask them any questions. How can we learn the truth about the king's murder now? I'm sorry, says Macbeth. I'm so angry. You must understand. Who can stop and think when a terrible murder happens? Suddenly, Lady Macbeth cries out and faints. Carry the lady to her room, says Banquo. Listen, everyone. Later this morning, when we are ready, we must all meet and talk about this terrible news. We must be careful. Scotland has new enemies. The king's son, Malcolm, is worried. I must leave at once, he thinks. There is a murder in the house. Perhaps they're going to kill me, too. I must get help, for me and for my country. Perhaps the King of England can help me. I must go and see. He speaks to no one, but he gets on his horse and he leaves Macbeth's house quickly. Later, all the most important people in Scotland meet and talk about this terrible news. Who's going to be our new king? They ask. What about Duncan's son, Malcolm? Malcolm isn't in Scotland with us now. He's afraid of his own life. He doesn't care about Scotland. And what about Macbeth? He's our best soldier, the general of the army. Let's make him our king. Yes, Macbeth, they all cheer excitedly. Macbeth, king of Scotland. Banquo is alone in a big room in Macbeth's castle. The witches are right about Macbeth, he thinks. He's the king now. He's rich, and he lives in the biggest castle in Scotland. But who is the murderer? Can Macbeth murder him? Yes, I think, and I'm afraid. Then Banquo remembers the witch's words. Banquo, the father of kings. Bunko thinks about his son Fleance. Perhaps Fleance is going to be king one day. Just then, Macbeth and his wife, the queen, come into the room. Many lords, ladies, and servants come in with them. "Bunko, my good friend," says Macbeth, "we're having a banquet at the castle this evening. Can you come?"
"Of course, my lord," answers Bunko.
"Are you going to ride this afternoon?"
"Yes, my lord."
"Are you going far?"
"No, my lord, I'm coming back later this evening."
"Remember the banquet?"
"Of course, my lord."
"And are you riding alone or with your son?"
"Fleance is coming with me, my lord," answers Bunko. "We're leaving soon."
"Good, Bunko. Do you hear anything about Malcolm?" asks Macbeth. "He is the murderer of his father, King Duncan. We all know the truth now."
"And I have more terrible news," Macbeth goes on.
"Malcolm's in England now, and he's making trouble. We must talk. Tomorrow, perhaps?"
Macbeth smiles at Bunko, but he isn't happy.
Macbeth is worried. He too remembers the witch's words. Bunko, the father of kings. Later, when Macbeth is alone, a servant comes into the room.
"There are two visitors here. They want to see you, my lord," the servant says.
"Good, send them in," answers Macbeth.
The two men come in.
"I have some important work for you," says Macbeth. "There is a man called Bunko. He's a good man, everyone thinks, but it's not true. He's our enemy, and he must die. Do you understand?"
"Yes, my lord," say the two men.
"Good. He's riding with his son now. When they come back later this evening, you must kill them. Remember, his son must die too."
When Bunko and his son come back to the castle, it is dark. They get off the horses and begin walking to the castle door. Suddenly, two men run out from behind some trees.
"Who are you? What do you want?" asks Bunko.
The two men don't answer. They take out their daggers and stab Bunko. They are very quick, and Bunko can't stop them.
"They're going to kill me, Fleance, but you must stay alive," Bunko cries. "Run, Fleance, run!"
Fleance runs away at once. The murderers run after Fleance, but they can't find him because it is very dark.
At the king's castle, everything is ready for the banquet. All the most important lords and ladies in Scotland are there.
"Please come into the dining room and sit down at the table, everyone," says Lady Macbeth.
Just then, the two men arrive at the castle. The queen and all the lords and ladies go into the dining room and sit down at the table, but Macbeth waits for a short time before he goes after them. He speaks quietly to the two men. Just then, Lady Macbeth comes out of the dining room.
"What's the matter, my love? Everyone is waiting for you. Come and eat with us."
Macbeth goes into the dining room. There are a lot of people in the room, and there's a lot of food and wine on the table.
"Where is my good friend Bunko?" asks Macbeth.
"He isn't here. He's late."
"It doesn't matter," says Lady Macbeth. "Come and sit down. Your chair is here."
Macbeth walks to the table, then he stops suddenly. There is a ghost in his chair. The ghost is looking up at him. It is Bunko, and his face is bloody.
"What's happening?" cries Macbeth.
He is afraid. The ghost is looking at him, but isn't speaking.
"Why are you looking at me?" Macbeth cries.
Everyone at the table looks at Macbeth.
"What's wrong, my lord?" they ask.
"Why are you worried?"
"I'm sorry, everyone. My husband isn't well," says Lady Macbeth.
She takes Macbeth out of the room.
"What's the matter with you?" she says angrily. "You're imagining things again. First is a dagger in front of you on the night of Duncan's murder, and now this ghost. What's wrong? Don't be afraid. Be a man. Be brave. There's no one in your chair."
"But he's a dead man. How can he come back?" says Macbeth. "And how can you look at him and not be afraid?"
"What are you talking about? What are people going to think? There's no ghost. Your friends at the table are worried. Now go back and sit in your chair."
They go back into the dining room.
"I'm sorry, my friends," he says to his visitors. "Sometimes I feel ill and I begin to imagine things. But please don't worry about me. I'm better now. Come on, let's have some wine. Let's drink to our friend Bunko. He isn't here with us tonight, and I'm sorry for that."
Just then, Bunko's ghost comes through the door and walks across the room. Macbeth cries out again.
"Get away from me. You're dead."
Dead and cold. There's no blood in you. And those terrible eyes. Don't look at me. Leave me alone. What's the king saying? Asked the lords and ladies at the table. What's he looking at? Why is he afraid? Lady Macbeth is worried. Don't listen to him. I'm sorry, everyone. You must all go, she cries. The king is ill. No more questions, please. He gets worse when you ask him questions. Please, go now. Don't wait. Go at once. The visitors all leave, and the castle's quiet. It is very late, but Macbeth doesn't go to bed. He sits and thinks for a long time. I can't sleep. I'm not happy. Everything is going wrong. Tomorrow I'm going to find the witches. I want to ask them some questions. I must know the truth.